Stephen Sard is the chief executive of Aspen Pharmacare, and you're not going to come and you're not working on a coronavirus cure, Stephen, at least not as far as I know. But what you can do is alleviate pressures within the regular medicine world, because there are cases already happening where medicines are being cut off from traditional supplies.
Yes, agreed, Bruce. You know, when you have a look and you've got to look at, you know, you see demand and your supply, and it's the basic economics of that. But, you know, people are being quite nationalistic about, you know, where they want their medicine. So, for example, you know, paracetamol supply out of India is no longer, is banned. So, you know, we sort of had a look at this. We've spoken to government, and we kind of look at, you know, our supply line, supply continuity. And this is globally, because we've actually probably got more facilities in Europe than anywhere else. And, you know, things are tough. So if you're a person who works in our French facility, you've got an office job, you go home. But the people operationally have to continue. And literally, you get a visa, you go to work and back. You don't go and visit your mother 5 kilometers down the road. It's almost like martial law. So it's a tricky environment. But we, because of the industry we're in, it's open. And then you've got to look and say, where's my supply line? Because I also need chemicals that come in here. And a lot of chemicals and pharmaceuticals come out of China. And that was a big concern, particularly in our South African business. And I must say this, that I did say that our supply chain is robust. And I said it because not only do we carry a lot of stock generally, but China is coming back on track. We're definitely seeing improving supply weekly. And China certainly is producing. So really it's about trying to match a demand. And the demand hasn't gone away, and the demand is erratic. When I say erratic, not going down, you get spikes in it. And, of course, with Corona and COVID across Europe, there's a lot of people going into hospitals. And, you know, we're probably one of the largest suppliers, if not the largest supplier of anesthetics into a European market.
So what are you doing, Stephen, in terms of South Africa's medicine supplies? I mean, you're making some fairly big commitments to ensure that we keep our supply chains going domestically.
Yes, agreed. I mean, obviously, we've taken our South African facilities, particularly our tablets and liquids where the demand is coming, and saying, please, let's not be irrational and go panic buying. We've got stock, we've got supplies. But we also prepared, you know, factories like a predictable volume for 3 months, 4 months, work down the same plan that they like, you know, that's just how big factories work. But what the discussions we've had with the health ministry is that we to adjust those plans. So, for example, if a lot of people come down and they require a lot of antibiotics with secondary infections and things like that, you know, we will switch our lines to make those antibiotics that we are registered to manufacture, et cetera. So, I think we really want to, you know, it's an extraordinary circumstance, let's face it, globally, not only in South Africa. And so you've got to come up with extraordinary measures. And I think we've all got to pull together and do what we can. So from an Aspen perspective, we've sort of made our facilities available. Not sort of, we have made our facilities available in the interest of the national need. So,
who's going to dictate this to you? Are you going to be dictated by market demand? Are you going to be dictated by government demand? How's this going to work?
Well, I think we're going to be dictated by where the market is moving and what treatments are used and not used to the extent we have the treatments in our portfolio of products. What concerned me was I don't want to be dictated by demand which isn't real. When I say real. You know, there's a panic buying of our painkillers or panic buying of our OTC cold and flu tablets. You know, I'd like to know, my witness, you know, this erythromycin, it works, and it's needed for secondary infections, you know, because there's 10,000 or 20,000, whatever number of thousands of people are sitting in the country. So I want to be able to use it to assist rather than to deal with panic.
My thanks to Stephen Sard this evening from KZN, the world's only global multinational located in Umhlanga. Aspen Pharmacare Chief Executive Stephen Sard, thank you. And again, did South African companies coming to the party, truly coming to the party, on the issue of making sure their medical supply chains stay intact. It's an absolutely crucial factor. It's, you know, we're worried about toilet paper right now, but ensuring that there's that supply of medicine stays intact as well.